experienced veteran soccer dads at that point. It's better.
That's
everyone's
funny,
made their mistakes.
Yeah. You know, like what life weeds us all out to a certain way, you know, like we're still, yeah. There's still other levels we can be weeded out here, but there's nothing that tells you how quickly you're weeded out when it comes to youth sports, because everybody plays and everybody thinks they're going to play. And then by the time high school rolls around, you're like, not many guys are playing anymore. I imagine it probably the byproduct of that is that it's weeding out the parents that had ridiculous expectations anyway, because now their kids, the kids that were playing that they were screaming about when they were younger, the kid just doesn't have that interest. And that parent is kind of, not to say that there aren't still some crazy ones, because I've friends with enough guys that have coached, you know, high level high school football and baseball and basketball to go, man, the parents can really drive you crazy. But I'm sure it's probably a little bit better at a more advanced age when everybody realizes they're out there with like a purpose.
Well, you know what happens with girls? A lot of them will fade out around 14, 15. You'll see it. Like they'll start wanting to go out more. They get a boyfriend. They have other interests. Or they're just tired of dealing with the dad part of it or the parent part of it or the mom part of it or whatever. And they just, the boys are just kind of like, they're like dogs. They're just running around. They're crazy. The girls, they definitely, you can see some of them starting to survey like, is this worth it? Is it worth it to go to practice 4 days a week? Do I want to do this way?
Yeah, totally. I mean, look.
Because the reason I say this, it's not a sexist thing. Girls are just smarter. They're better at like the big picture stuff and weighing like, is this worth it versus that worth it? Whereas like boys are just kind of like plow ahead. And that's one thing I've noticed. Like if you have like the annoying, overbearing dad, those kids are mostly out of it unless they're like just incredibly talented, because they're like, fuck this. I'm out. Yeah. I'm gonna go do this instead. I'll sing or I'll become an influencer or whatever. That's my take.
You can drive
your kid out of youth sports way faster than you can turn them into a star.
Because I always, you know, I don't know if it'll happen for me, but I always would wonder if I would approach the parent part of youth sports the same way that I handled my opinions. You know, where if we were driving back in the car and I've got a 10-year-old daughter who played soccer and she had a bad game and she's complaining and saying she was better than like three of the other teammates, and I'd be like, you think you're better than, you're like the sixth best player on the team.
Yeah,
like,
let's go through the list.
Yeah, like, right, okay, first of all, right now, like, you could have a good month, but, you know, your usage rate's a little high, you know, so I think I'd be so brutally honest, maybe it's better off that I'm not.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, helpful with her now. I don't know if I always was in the past, but I do know sometimes good advice to give that actually can be helpful. You know, like one of the things, this, because she's playing with older kids.
Let's go through the list.
Let's go through the list. I'll give you five better than you. But one of the things is like, as it gets older and more advanced, it's super physical.
Yeah.
And you almost have to match the physicality versus kind of reacting to the physicality and stuff like that. So we talk about shit like that after. We never talk about like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do this? Because, you know, it's almost more positive, thoughtful. That's the car ride home now. When she was like 7, 8, there were times where I'd just be like silence for a half hour. I'd be so mad that you didn't try it. Meanwhile, it's like an 8-year-old kid and you